where this seems to be going is in the direction of breakable RFID transponders. That is, when you purchase the goods, either the chips are moved, taken off because they're on a tag with a piece of string, or they're glued on and you rip them off and throw them away.
Right.
Or you snap them and that breaks them. But if you look at this on several dimensions, when companies in the United States have manufactured, shall we say, trainers or clothing or anything else, when a million are shipped from South America into the U.S. or from Southeast Asia into the U.S., there's a thing called shrinkage, and a large number of items disappear out of those orders.
Stolen.
So there is now, on the other side of the coin, a tremendous crime-busting capability.
So they were stolen. You're talking about stolen.
Yeah, we went there and stolen, sure.
Yeah.
And now you can trace goods and say, you know, where did they go? Where are they now? That kind of thing.
Okay, well, how? In other words, let's say you had a shipment of shirts.
Yeah.
And 500 of these shirts were stolen. Even if you had the RFID in the shirts, it would be a very localized thing. I mean, it's not like you could say, well, those those shirts are now in Mexico City.
Yep.
Isn't that correct?
Let me paint you a picture.
Paint me.
Here's a picture. The U.S. government in particular are going to, at some point in the near future, lay down a minimum standard for all containers entering the United States. And I'm talking about these 20-foot standard ship-going and containers that you see on the back of trucks, and you see them stacked at the dockside. Now, what you really want to know is who shipped this box, where from, when was it opened, what was it loaded with, in transit, how did it arrive in the United States, by what route? Were the doors opened? Was it tampered with? Was anything extra put in? Was anything extra taken out? Is there anything in there that is making a noise, exhibiting peculiar chemical behaviors? Does it contain nasty substances or anything else? So you then have a very interesting situation that you've got the entire history of the container to hand, and the container will have the ability to communicate with the goods inside. So if someone is able to break open the container, you will be able to identify when it was and what was removed and which items. At the moment, if a couple of thousand shirts or a couple of thousand trainers are removed from a container, you don't know when it was opened, where it was opened, who has taken them, and where those trainers have gone. Now, you will be able to say exactly where those trainers were removed or those shirts were removed.
All right, so it wouldn't necessarily track them down individually, but it would tell you when they likely got heisted.
Sure. Now, when they appear on the black market, most likely they'll come onto the black market and they will either enter stores or they will enter the supply chain somehow. Mm-hmm. Then you've got the possibility of being able to detect them being sold at an electronic point of sale, or the people in the UK, like the Customs and Excise, or the Coast Guard in the US, or whoever, would be able to scan those items and say, aha, they've been stolen. We know where they were stolen from, what shipment, and you can then close down the on the people responsible for that shrinkage.
Well, I don't have any problem with any of that so far. You know, I understand there's sensitive areas with this kind of IDing, but in the sort of thing you just described, I don't see a problem. It's just going to make it harder for the terrorists and bad guys, so I'm all for that.
Absolutely. That's the upside of the technology. The thing that people worry about is losing their privacy and their security, or indeed being tracked. I mean, there are opposite, you know, there's an opposite side of the coin, and that is, if the technology is not sufficiently thought through, if it's not sufficiently well engineered, if it's not controlled, then of course the bad guys could get an RFID reader and use it to identify Art Bell in a crowd, and that you might worry about.
Well, I might. So why shouldn't I be worried about that? Why isn't that a big hole in all of this, that it might be used for the bad guys, or for that matter, the bad guys might figure a way to mislead the authorities about where those shirts got lifted from that container by changing the information. We all know. I mean, you know, we've got the people writing the nasty worms and viruses for computers, and we've got people fighting it. It's a war going on. The war would be involved in that kind of thing too, wouldn't it?
Absolutely right. The thing is to be, if you can, one step ahead of the bad guys. And sad to say, sometimes we don't manage that. We lag behind a little bit, and very often that is because our fear about our civil rights and our freedoms actually get in the way, and we, I think, have to get a little smarter in the way that society makes the decisions and the way in which we engineer systems. We have got far smarter people on the good side of the line than the bad side of the line. The thing that tends to get in the way, dare I say it, is liberty, bureaucracy, freedom. We're loath to give up a lot of things, and society is slow to make decisions about really important issues like this, whereas the terrorists, the bad guys, have no problem making a decision about what they want to do to us. So
I understand that, but Peter, look, if we give these things up in favor of security, then in some ways the bad guys have achieved their goal.
You could say that, yes.
I did.
Yep. And I happen to agree with you. On the other hand, if we do not do something, then the damage may be even greater. So there is always a cost benefit to everything. And it's a question of getting an acceptable balance.